Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. People across the world bid adieu to 2025 and welcome the new year 2026 with spectacular display of colourful fireworks and light shows. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati became the first country in the world to welcome 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands, marking the official start of New Year celebrations worldwide. Auckland also ushered in the new year with a colourful fireworks display over the Sky Tower. The five-minute show featured 3,500 fireworks launched from multiple levels of the 787-foot tower, New Zealand's tallest structure. Other Pacific Island nations, including Samoa and Tonga, as well as Tokelau, a dependent territory of New Zealand, have also welcomed 2026 with celebrations. Australia welcomed the new year with spectacular fireworks led by Sydney on the east coast. The iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up the night sky as the highly anticipated fireworks display began, drawing crowds of spectators from across the city and around the world. Residents and tourists gathered along the waterfront to witness the dazzling pyrotechnics, which showcased a vibrant blend of colour, light and music, setting a festive tone for the year ahead. People across India welcomed the new year 2026 with fireworks, ushering it with joy and enthusiasm. In Nagaland, people welcomed the new year with colourful fireworks display and holding midnight Thanksgiving services. Prayers and special services are also being held across the state today to seek blessings for the year ahead. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended New Year greetings to the people of the state. Chief Minister wished the citizens good health, peace and renewed hope. He expressed confidence that the year ahead will open new possibilities and be marked by progress and meaningful achievements. The Chief Minister also wished everyone a year filled with purpose and blessings. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also conveyed New Year greetings to the people. He expressed hope that the new year will bring good health, hope and fresh opportunities for all. Mr. Patton called upon everyone to move forward with shared purpose, mutual support and collective efforts towards a future marked by peace, progress and dignity. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens of the country and abroad on New Year. In her message, the President said the New Year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. The President expressed hope that 2026 will bring peace, happiness and prosperity to all and infuse new energy to build a stronger and more prosperous India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed five critical infrastructure projects across sectors including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. These projects span five states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. India yesterday successfully conducted a salvo launch of two Pralay missiles off Odisha coast in quick succession. The missile was launched as part of user evaluation trials. The test was carried out by the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO. More from our correspondent.
The Pralay missile is a surface-to-surface short-range ballistic missile with a strike range of about 150 km to 500 km. It can carry multiple types of warheads against various targets. It is an indigenously developed solid propellant quasi-ballistic missile employing state-of-the-art guidance and navigation to ensure high precision. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
And the government has banned all oral nimesulide medicines above 100 mg with immediate effect, citing health risk. Nimesulide is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug which is widely used in the treatment of acute pain. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in a Gazette notification said safer alternatives to the nimesulide drug are available in the market. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Wishing all our listeners a very happy new year. Have a nice day.